Grandpa Jake's Storybook. Insects galore. Firefly flower.
You seem a little down today, Tristan. Is something wrong?
Grandpa Jake asked when he saw his grandson sitting on the chair with a sad look on his face.
My best friend Kyle is sick,
Tristan answered.
His mummy says he has the mumps and that I can't see him because I could get sick too.
I'm sorry,
responded Grandpa Jake.
But his mummy does have a point. It wouldn't be nice if you got sick, would it?
No, but I wanted to play with Kyle. It might make him feel better.
I'm sure Kyle wants to play with you too. Sometimes, though, you have to choose to do the right thing, even if it's not what you'd prefer to do,
Grandpa Jake explained.
You see, if you and Kyle played together now, while he's sick, he wouldn't be able to get the rest he needs in order to get better. You might also catch the mumps from him, and then you would have to be in bed for some time. That would be sad.
Grandpa Jake paused to let Tristan think about what he had just said.
Grandpa, is there anything I can do to make Kyle feel better?
Tristan asked thoughtfully.
That's an excellent question, and a very nice thought. I think I might have a story that would help to answer that. It's about one time when Bits and Lincoln got sick.
I feel so miserable,
Bits said as she lay curled up in her bed.
Me too,
Lincoln agreed. The day before, the two insects had been out a ways from their homes when they got caught in an unexpected thunderstorm. They tried to find shelter, but it was raining so heavily that the little leaves they had stood under couldn't protect them from the big raindrops. When Bits and Lincoln had gotten home, they were both soaking wet. By the next day, they were both sick with a terrible cough and cold. They lay on two leaves, both feeling pretty miserable.
Oh, dearie me,
Fiery thought as she hovered a short distance away and saw poor Bits and Lincoln curled in their leaf beds.
They look so sad. I want to go see them, but then I might get sick as well. I wish there was something I could do. God, please show me what I can do to make Lincoln and Bits feel better. What would make me feel better if I were sick?
Fiery asked herself aloud.
Why, of course. Thank you, God, for that idea.
A big smile came across her face. Fiery flew off in search of her other friends.
I was thinking how nice it would be if we could do something to cheer up Bits and Lincoln,
Fiery told her friends, who were now gathered together.
I had an idea of something that would be fun for them and for us, but I need your help. Does anybody want to help me cheer up our sick friends?
Oh, sure!
The others chorused.
Okay then, everyone gather around and listen to this plan.
A few minutes later, the little group excitedly went on their way to begin their preparations. Nighttime had come. The moon was unusually bright, and hundreds of stars could be seen twinkling in the inky sky. In the middle of a cough and a sneeze, Bits and Lincoln heard some rustling nearby.
Did you hear something?
Bits asked Lincoln after another sneeze.
It's coming from my side over here,
responded Lincoln.
I'll go see what it is.
Lincoln clambered out of his leaf and walked a few paces away from it.
Who's there?
He called, but all he found was a little leaf with some writing on it.
Presented Firefly Flower,
Lincoln read.
What does that mean?
Bits asked, glad to have something to think about besides her aching throat.
I don't know. Looks like it's the name of a show or something. It's probably something we're missing out on because we're sick.
Probably.
Bits agreed sadly. Just then, Fiery flew down.
Hey there, Fiery!
Lincoln shouted out.
Hi, Bits. Lincoln. Quickly, hop back into bed, Lincoln, and the two of you get comfortable.
Fiery said.
We have a surprise for you.
A surprise?
Bits asked curiously.
What sort of surprise?
You'll see,
Fiery said, then flew out of sight.
Oh, this is so exciting!
Lincoln exclaimed, climbing hurriedly back into his bed. A minute passed and nothing happened. Then suddenly they heard the old bullfrog from the pond begin his song. A single firefly, all aglow, started dancing a short distance from them to the bullfrog's song. Another firefly began dancing along, and soon more joined in. Other frogs began to join the bullfrog's chorus too. The fireflies danced and swayed to the beautiful chorus of the frogs, while Lincoln and Bits watched the whole show, clapping happily in time. They both felt so good inside, although they had been so miserable only minutes earlier. The fireflies made special flower-like formations in the air and lit up at different times. At the end of the show, Lincoln and Bits cheered and clapped.
Thank you so much,
they both exclaimed.
You made us feel a whole lot better,
Lincoln said.
That's for sure,
agreed Bits. The two little insects were snug in bed, just about ready to sleep.
We should do something special for our friends when we're better,
Bits said to Lincoln.
Yes,
answered Lincoln with a yawn.
Maybe tomorrow we can plan it, seeing as we still have to stay in bed.
Good idea. Sleep well, Lincoln,
Bits said as she turned over and shut her eyes.
You too.
Maybe I can make Kyle a get well card so he knows that I miss him,
Tristan said when the story had ended.
I'm sure that would make him feel loved and remembered,
Grandpa Jake agreed.
When you've finished making it, I'll walk you over to his house to deliver it. What do you think?
For sure. I'm going to make the card right now. Thanks, Grandpa,
Tristan said as he walked excitedly into his room to find a paper and some colors. Moral: there are always ways to cheer others up and make them happy. Ask God to show you what you can do to make someone smile and feel better.